The Osgood File, Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. The Kepler Space Telescope has found another planet for its Goldilocks list.
We add the first small, possibly rocky planet orbiting a G-star to this list. It has the same size orbit as the Earth and the same length year.
Does that mean we finally have a planetary cousin? More after this from Charlie. Scientists have identified a planet they call a close cousin to Earth that's orbiting a sun-like star, and it might just have the right conditions to support life.
The Earth is a little less lonely because there's a new kid on the block.
That's NASA's John Jenkins, and of course it depends on how you define block, since this planet, Kepler-452b, is 1,400 light-years away. But it does have some promising qualifications, including a sun with a similar habitable zone where water can exist in liquid form, and a similar year.
The size of the orbit of 452b is nearly the same as Earth.
There are some significant differences, however. For one thing, it's bigger.
It would likely have a mass about 5 times that of Earth, and a surface gravity about twice that of Earth.
So, stronger gravity, and one other big difference. It is significantly older.
This planet has spent 6 billion years in the habitable zone of its star, which is longer than the age of the Earth.
So you see what this means. If there is life on Kepler-452b, it has been evolving for 1.5 billion years longer than we have. And if they manage to sign ironclad nuclear agreements along the way and deal with their immigration problems, it means they are unbelievably advanced by now. And so if we have now found them, it means they long ago found us. And given that their gravity is twice as strong and their sun is bigger, there's a good chance that 452b is inhabited by arrogant know-it-alls who would have superpowers if they decided to come here. So, while I certainly share NASA's enthusiasm, I think that wall along the southern border is going to have to be a lot higher. The Osgood File, Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.